This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free, bring up what you want. We're talking about the Bitcoin war that is going on. People have dug in. They've taken sides. They're lobbying digital bombs at one another.
I mean, your analogy is beginning to fall apart.
Yeah, the equivalent of it. I mean, they are talking about like attacking blockchains and things like that. There's been a threat from the apparently from Bitcoin Unlimited supporters. This new proposal to supposedly get back to the original vision for Bitcoin. That they've said that they, if they get enough of mining power, that they will try to crush the old blockchain out of existence somehow. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but there have also been proposals to attack the Bitcoin Unlimited people on the other side. And it's getting ugly. It's been ugly for a while, and it just seems to be getting uglier. We've got Rod on the line. It's Ian and Jay and Mark in the studio here in Keene, New Hampshire. Rod, you're on from Canada, and I wanted to just kind of have you weigh in on all this. What do you think about the different options for the future of this cryptocurrency, the world's first and most successful cryptocurrency, Bitcoin?
Well, first of all, I would like to get something out of the way. I love Roger. I mean, he has supported, you know, Ross Ulbricht, and he's just a great guy. So when I get mad at Roger, I feel like I'm getting mad at a soccer mom. You know, I really feel bad, but I am a bit, you know, mad because, I don't know if you know that Bitcoin Unlimited has had several bad bugs already. One of them where Bitcoin Unlimited, the company, lost like, I don't know, tens of thousands of dollars because of they botched a block.
It was about $12,000. And Roger said regarding that was they were experimenting. There was only one way to find out, and that was, you know, it's like a car. You're never going to know whether it starts until you turn the key. So
not really. I mean, Andreas Antonopoulos said that all these bugs should have been tested before the software was put onto the network.
Okay.
Like Andreas Antonopoulos said that this is not how you write software professionally, and so I have a big problem with Bitcoin Unlimited because of that. I feel like the core team has over 100 developers, and they're just incredible people, and they're not there because they're being funded by one person who is picking them. It's a big project. It's a big open source project. And if your proposal is not good enough, it will just not be merged.
Now, what do you have to say to the claim? I saw this claim on an article like a week or two ago, the claim that there's this big company called Blockstream that has apparently gotten $100 million in funding from a big mega bank, and that they have bought up a bunch of these Bitcoin developers and basically have them in their pocket in a plan to bring centralization into Bitcoin. I mean, what do you think about that? Is there truth to that?
I don't believe there is truth to that because Adam Back, who is the...
Which part's not true? Because I did check some of the claims. I did check to see... Blockstream has gotten at least $55 million from this mega bank.
Yes. That part is true.
Is it not true that they're hiring Bitcoin programmers? Because
It is true that they're hiring people. But the people that they're hiring, I mean, it's open source, right? So you can't really put anything, you know, on through the back door. It's all open.
It's open source, but if they can bribe these programmers into doing what they want, and that's what the allegation is that money changes people, and that you know, there's some of these programmers who might have been more decentralization friendly when they're getting paid by a bank that wants them to centralize Bitcoin might be willing to change their mind about that.
I
that just means you can read the code that it's open source. Not just anybody can change Bitcoin, right? Only certain core programmers, which this Blockstream company allegedly controls all of those people, can make those changes. Isn't that right?
I mean that would be no. They're not the only people that can change the code. Anybody can merge code into Bitcoin Core, and these developers are not the only ones that are contributing.
But there's something that stops certain code from getting merged in, right? Like, because otherwise you just merge in a block size increase, right?
Right. And it would be the community of all of those 100 developers.
How many of the 100 are getting paid by Blockstream?
That I don't know. I have no idea, but it's a minority.
Well,
right?
Hold on. You say my understanding is there are there's these core developers, and there's a small handful of them, not hundreds of them.
No, that's not true. It's over 100 people. That's one of the things that Roger has been saying that is not true.
Okay.
I don't know where he gets his information from regarding this issue. He's saying
I heard there were only like 5 head developers, that there may be other people who contribute to the project, but there are only really like a handful of, people.
That's very possible. That's very possible. But the whole community of developers is over 100, and it's not closed. Mm-hmm. Anybody can contribute, and anybody can review the code. But that same conspiracy theory has been thrown on the side of Roger. People have been saying that Roger...
That he's funding things, sure.
Or that the miners are in cahoots with him because they want... I don't know. I don't really believe in these conspiracy theories. I really think that in this particular case, people are trying to do what they think is best for Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's definitely
both
true.
Both sides.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I agree with
that.
Do
you think this is going to come down
different
to
different visions? You know?
Yeah, and they're so starkly contrasted right now. It seems that it's very unlikely that there's going to be some sort of coming together.
And the point that I would make on this is that Roger wasn't messing with, wasn't proposing an alternative when things were going, things sucked in Bitcoin before Bitcoin Unlimited came along.
Right, there was Bitcoin Classic.
The fees were going up and up and up, and the miners liked the fees to go up. But what they don't understand is that, that drives people off to altcoins. So, I mean, even if there's some problems with Bitcoin Unlimited as a program, and believe me, you shouldn't take any of my advice as a programmer, but even if that's the case, there are some problems with Bitcoin as it existed before Bitcoin Unlimited came along, right?
Yes, absolutely. But the thing is that this update that has just been made with segregated witness with Bitcoin Core took an entire year to test. This is what quality code takes. It takes a long time to test it and to know that it's not going to wreck the whole $20 billion economy.
But segregated witness isn't going to solve the block size issue.
It is. It elevates it takes away the signatures from the blocks. So basically, it renders the current blocks up to 2 megabytes.
So they're claiming that it's going to put less info in with each transaction, and therefore the current 1 megabyte block can hold basically 2 megabytes worth of.
Exactly. Yeah. So right away, you would have twice as much space.
But you've got to get to 95% of acceptance on this SegWit thing, right? And right now it's at around 30%.
On the mining side, uh-huh. But I just looked at the nodes that are explicitly supporting segregated witness, not just people that haven't updated or things like that, and it's above 60%, possibly around 65%, and Bitcoin Unlimited is only at 4.8%. Yeah. So the community... is for the most part with Core, and the miners are for the most part with Bitcoin Unlimited.
Rod, so, thanks for the call tonight, man.
You're welcome.
I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We go from a Rod to a Roger. Roger Veer is with us. You're on Free Talk, or he was, and then his call just abruptly ended. So we're going to try to get him back on here from Bitcoin.com. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here, bring up anything you want. What will the future of Bitcoin be? And who's really taking what side? I mean, according to that last caller, the community is in favor of the original Bitcoin Core, not Bitcoin Unlimited, but the miners seem to be flipping towards Bitcoin Unlimited.
I want to know what way is going to get the fees back down to where they were.
We'll continue. Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the toll-free number tonight is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. That's actually where the last couple calls came in, which means that you sound good when you're on Skype as compared to the phones. But we can take your calls at 855-450-FREE. It's Ian, Jay, and Mark in the studio. And healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States. It'd be nice if we had a healthcare system that focuses on health instead of sickness. But unfortunately, the government has pretty much ruined healthcare in the United States, and whatever their proposals are to try to fix things, you should know in advance, they're probably not going to have the intended effects. They will likely have unintended consequences and probably make things worse rather than better. But regardless, instead of waiting for the government to solve the problem that they created, you can go right now to healthexcellenceselect.com and choose a free market healthcare company that can actually give you freedom from health insurance. And a proactive health assessment daily, no charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrated chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Plus, you get a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and price from HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Again, that's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we go to Roger Veer, who is on the line with us here from Tokyo, where it's tomorrow morning already. And, Roger, I don't know how much of that last conversation you heard, but one of the last points that was made, and Mark, you had a good point during the break, is, you know, what does all this even mean to the average listener? I mean, we've been getting into this war, this Bitcoin war, and we all have a stake in it because we're all into Bitcoin, all of us on the show at least. We're into Bitcoin, but why should somebody who's listening to their radio in, you know, Eureka, California, this hour, who doesn't have Bitcoin, even give a damn about all this?
Well, Bitcoin very clearly is the future of money. So if everyone on the entire planet is going to be using this, this is something that's going to affect all of humankind. So anybody should be interested in it. And if you're not interested in helping all of humankind, be interested in helping yourself at saveitpurse.com. You can get 15 or 20% off everything at Amazon. So yeah, there's reasons for everybody in the world to care about Bitcoin.
That alone right there is reason number one to get into Bitcoin, because you can save big time over at Amazon, as we talked about earlier tonight. And so this discussion, this fight, this geek war that is going on behind the scenes of Bitcoin, it doesn't seem to be getting any better. The last caller pointed out just moments before we brought you on the line that he says the Bitcoin community supports the Bitcoin Core, the original software that you're promoting, Bitcoin Unlimited, which is the competitor. He says that of the nodes out there, even though the miners seem to be switching to the Bitcoin Unlimited, that the nodes are by and far, like 90% of them are or more, are on the older system. So what do you say to that?
So that's inaccurate on a couple of levels, actually. So number one is it's super easy for anyone to spin up a node or spin up 100 nodes. Number two is there's lots and lots of Bitcoin Unlimited nodes. Like, I'm sitting here at the Bitcoin.com office in Tokyo, mm-hmm. and we have a bunch of Bitcoin Unlimited nodes that we have to identify to the rest of the network as being Bitcoin Core nodes, because if we identify them as Bitcoin Unlimited nodes, they get attacked by Bitcoin Core supporters, and they'll try to DDoS our nodes and bump them off the network.
Really?
And so there's we don't know the exact number, but I'm sure that there's at least dozens, if not 100 or hundreds of plus Bitcoin Unlimited nodes around the world that are identifying themselves as Bitcoin Core nodes, simply so they don't get DDoSed by these core supporters. And it's really sad. I like to think that it wouldn't happen from the Bitcoin Unlimited side to the core side. I can't say that that's for certain, but I'm sorry, I got a little distracted here. So we can't say that it's completely the case, but there's been all sorts of attacks from the core supporters on Bitcoin Unlimited nodes, on anybody who supports Bitcoin Unlimited's email box. Everybody at Bitcoin.com has had our email boxes flooded day after day with thousands of spam messages. Hmm. Any other public figure that's posts on Twitter or Facebook or anything in support of Bitcoin Unlimited has their email box attacked. Mining pool operators that recently switched to Bitcoin Unlimited had their email boxes attacked. Everybody's websites are being attacked. And these are all coming from core supporters towards the Bitcoin Unlimited supporters. And I like to think that it wouldn't happen in reverse. I know I certainly wouldn't attack anybody else's website in that case.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say for sure that nobody on the Bitcoin Unlimited side
sure.
would do that. But we know for sure that tons of that has been happening from the core supporting side almost to the point of threats of physical violence towards a number of people that support Bitcoin Unlimited, which that's not appropriate in any way whatsoever.
Well, whenever you make really a post on, I'm sorry, Roger, whenever you make a post on Facebook, I mean, just a pile of people jump in and say, "You're an idiot." They don't make any they don't even make any substantive statements. And when I ask them, they'll either, spit out some gobbledygook that I don't understand, or they'll just continue on diatribes. That's what my experience has been. But I can see why people would be upset. In many cases,
this is their money.
Yeah, their fortunes are wrapped up here, and they want them to be protected, and some of them are going to believe that that sticking with Core is going to protect it, and some of them would believe that going with Bitcoin Unlimited would protect it. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, I think people on both sides have good intentions for the most part. I think the people on the Core side, they don't understand what makes Bitcoin useful as money. And Core's roadmap, they intentionally call for the blocks to be full, which will cause slow confirmation times and cause the fees to be included in those blocks to be very, very high. That undermines Bitcoin's usefulness as money. And if you undermine Bitcoin's usefulness as money, people aren't going to use it as money. And if people aren't using it as money, the value is going to go plummet. So any money that people are saving in Bitcoin, the value is going to go down if we undermine Bitcoin's usefulness as money. So that's why I support Bitcoin Unlimited. I want to see Bitcoin be used by more people around the world. And if it's used by more people around the world, the price goes up. And it's able to, all these people that had Bitcoin early on are going to be able to do more businesses and do more things that help make the whole world a better place. There's 1,001 other cryptocurrencies out there that would love to usurp Bitcoin's top spot in the cryptocurrency world.
And they're ready to.
Don't think that they're not trying hard. Yeah, they're ready to. They want to.
Yep.
Look at how far Dash has come recently.
Indeed. Take a look at Dash. Of course, what these people would say is, great, Roger, you want to see Bitcoin do well. We want to see Bitcoin do well. Just support Segregated Witness, the other option, or not exactly the other option, but just support Segregated Witness, and we'll all get what we want. Bitcoin Jesus, get on board.
So I heard a bit of what the last caller was saying in regards to that, and the argument I heard him making was that Segregated Witness had people spent so much time and so much effort to produce it, and hours and hours, and then over a year worth of time and effort went into producing Segregated Witness. Well, that's what's called the sunk cost fallacy. Just because you spend hours and hours or days or years or months or working on something doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do, and it doesn't mean that people should implement it. If you spend 10 hours baking mud pies and 1 hour baking apple pies, it doesn't mean that the mud pie is better than the apple pie because you spent 10 times as much time on the mud pie. And that's potentially the same case with Segregated Witness here. The problems that Segregated Witness solves aren't the problems that need to be solved urgently on the Bitcoin network. The problems that need to be solved urgently right now today are the high fees and long confirmation times. And Segregated Witness doesn't do anything to alleviate that.
He claimed that it would, it would result in essentially a 2 megabyte block because it would cut some information from each transaction.
Yeah, so that's only if 100% of the wallets adopted, and there's a lot of fuzzy math in regards to just how much savings Segregated Witness would provide. But again, that's not enough, and expecting all the wallets to adopt it instantly is naive as well.
Roger, do you have time for more questions?
You got it.
All right, Roger Veers with us in Tokyo. If you've got a question, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. My Pillow. I use it every night. It's fantastic. So good that I realized I needed to get one for the Studio Beast. So Jazzy's got a MyPillow that's going to be coming here soon. I'm very, very excited about it.
You bought
that.
A MyPillow for your dog.
Yeah, she's old. She's 13 years old, and she has had some bladder issues, as older dogs tend to do. She's on some kind of pill for that. I believe it is a steroid of some sort, so it makes the bladder muscles stronger. And you were the one who told me it was a steroid, Jay, actually.
Yep.
And that pill's working pretty well, but she still had one issue within the last week. So
the nice thing about MyPillow is you can wash it. When was the last time your pillow got washed?
Right. And that's what I was thinking was, you know, the bed that she has here in the studio smells a little bit like pee, even though I've, you know, done my best to kind of spot
all
scrub
the products
it.
And stuff.
But
no one's cleaner than you are.
It's going to get in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to get in there, and you can't wash these things. So rather than going out and buying some other bed, why not just get a MyPillow? You go to MyPillow.com. Now, code FTL gets you a half off the regular pillow, but it only gets you 30% off the dog bed, just so you know. I did use it, of course. But, you know, there you go. Half off regular folks' pillows for animal beds. You get 30% off with code FTL over at MyPillow.com. And, yeah, you can put it in your washer. You can put it in your dryer, which is an amazing feature. It's also designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. So I'm very excited that my Jazzy is going to have an even nicer bed for us.
I didn't know they made a dog bed.
Yeah, I didn't either.
A new thing?
No, it's been there. It's been there. I just realized it the other night. I'm like, you know what? This thing smells like
pee. It's great. You can't wash a dog bed.
Right.
Yeah, my brother's dog could use one because that dog is just always wanting to be on somebody's bed.
Yeah.
And maybe if we get her a nice bed of her own, she'll stay on her own.
Well, you know, even if for whatever reason she doesn't like it, I'm sure I can find a use for a bigger MyPillow. Anyway, MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Get yourself the discount as we go back to Roger Veer. He's with us from Tokyo, taking time out of his morning, which I'm sure you've got a lot of things that you could be doing, Roger. So I appreciate you spending time fielding questions from the people who are way less informed on this issue. I'm talking about the people in the studio here. I mean, we know a little bit about Bitcoin, but we're nowhere near as deep into it as you or some of these programmers are, and I appreciate you answering some questions here. And obviously, there's a very contentious debate going on within the Bitcoin community about this, but as you've pointed out, there are some Bitcoin communities that won't even allow this debate to occur. There has been censorship in some of the main Bitcoin discussion forums out there, including on /Bitcoin on Reddit. So you went out there and you created your own alternatives, like /BTC, isn't that right?
Actually, somebody else created it, and then they thought that it would get more traction if they turned myself over to being the head moderator there. So
I see.
I participate from time to time, but I didn't start it, and basically I'm just a user there. But it has about half the traction now, which is really great to see compared to our Bitcoin. So it's growing. Come join the free and open speech discussion at rBTC rather than rBitcoin on Reddit. And it's really telling when you look at both communities, the difference is there. And on lots of threads on rBitcoin, about 50% of the comments have been deleted. And that's just crazy.
That's what I've been doing is I've been looking at both of them to see, all right, what are the Bitcoin people saying? All right, what are the BTC people saying? Trying to get different sides on this thing, because it's hard to figure out who's telling the truth here, Roger. I mean, I obviously trust you. You're a longtime friend of the show, longtime supporter. But within both of these sides, there are very similar claims being made. So one of them is, the programmers on the other side are bad. They don't know what they're doing. The code is bad. And I've seen that claim from people who support Bitcoin Unlimited and people who support Bitcoin Core. The guy who was on the phone earlier, Rod in Canada, said that Bitcoin Unlimited had a major bug and that it never should have been tested on the live network, that it wasn't tested offline. What do you, what's the case with that?
So Bitcoin Unlimited did have two bugs recently, actually, that were exploited and attacked by Bitcoin Core in an attempt to take as many nodes offline as they possibly could. It was really interesting watching the double standard that took place in regards to both of those bugs. In the first bug, they published the patch publicly for the whole world to see. So, and as soon as the patch was published to the software, Core supporters saw that what the bug was and then used that bug to attack the Bitcoin Unlimited nodes on the network because the patch was public where anyone could see it. When the second bug was noticed, they released a patch for it, but it was only available to people privately that asked for about 24 hours so that everybody could upgrade their nodes. And then once the nodes were upgraded, they made it public. So now it's been open source. So
the reason why people were able to be attacked on the first one was because the people who were hostile were able to see what the vulnerability was so they could then be better at attacking, and because people hadn't all upgraded their software, they were vulnerable still. So keeping it under wraps for 24 hours helped protect them the second time around.
Right, but the irony here is the first time around, all the Core supporters screamed and howled and said, you guys are a bunch of idiots for letting your code be public before the patch had been deployed to everybody who needed it. On the second time around, when they kept it secret while everybody was deploying the patch, they screamed and howled and said, Bitcoin Unlimited is closed source. And so it was an incredible double standard.
Yeah, sounds that way.
Now, the claim is from the caller that was on previously, Rod, this is not the way you roll out software, Roger. Why do you even have to patch this stuff?
There's some truth to that, but there's also a lot of truth that the economic code that's motivating and driving the Bitcoin Core developers is a giant bug or a completely broken. They're intentionally advocating for having high fees on Bitcoin transactions and pull blocks that cause Bitcoin transactions to take hours or days to confirm. If that's not a bug, I don't know what one is. And that's a bug in the economic code, though, which is just as important as the software code. Bugs in software codes are bad. Bugs in the economic code underlying Bitcoin is bad, too. And I think in the long run, bugs in the economic code of Bitcoin, if people don't realize that they're a bug and don't work to correct and fix them, that's going to lead to the downfall of Bitcoin and Bitcoin being surpassed by some other cryptocurrency. So it was nice. Bitcoin Unlimited had these bugs pointed out to them, and within a couple of hours, they were fixed, and the patch was out there for the world.
Yeah, and I thought you guys reacted quickly.
Go ahead, Mark.
Now, let me ask you this. So Bitcoin is, Bitcoin is what it is, and it has a 1 megabyte block size limit. Why wouldn't Bitcoin Unlimited just be a ripoff of Bitcoin's code and then changing the one little line that has the block size limit, and then you wouldn't have any bug issues?
The other things that Bitcoin Unlimited is trying to improve are fantastic. It's resulted in about a 24 times improvement in the speed in which blocks are propagated around the network. So that means that potentially with a 24 megabyte block, it would propagate just as quickly as an old 1 megabyte block would have with the old system. So those are fantastic improvements, which are great. Unfortunately, some bugs came along with that. But the nice part about it, now that Bitcoin Unlimited has over 40% of the worldwide hash rate, lots and lots of eyes are on the Bitcoin Unlimited code, and finding these bugs, that's improving the software. Now those bugs no longer exist. They've been fixed. So it's making Bitcoin Unlimited stronger and stronger because more and more people are looking at the code and finding the issues so that they can be fixed. So that's the exact sort of a peer review that needs to be happening with Bitcoin Unlimited. Unfortunately, it's in a bit of a hostile environment. But at the same time, the end result is that those bugs are now being fixed.
If Bitcoin Unlimited's 2-block size suddenly gets filled up and prices go up again, what can you do about that? I mean, do you have to then do this whole thing over again with a 4-megabyte block size, or is there some kind of way that the software can be changed?
That's what's so nice about Bitcoin Unlimited is if Bitcoin Unlimited is adopted, this block size scaling issue is solved once and for all, so that 2 years from now we won't have to be having the same exact argument again. Bitcoin Unlimited puts the block size limit in the hands of all the users that are running the node, so they can just configure it right there in their software what the maximum block size they're willing to accept is. So now, right now it's controlled by a couple dozen core developers who decide for everybody in the entire world what the maximum block size is. Bitcoin Unlimited puts that choice in the hands of anyone who's running a node.
I got more questions. Do you have time, Roger?
Yep, one more segment.
All right, one more with Roger Veer here, and of course you can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. The most important conflict in the world economically is this Bitcoin war that is going on, and it's hard to pick a side. I got to tell you, there's a lot of back and forth here.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power power generator, $1,500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the geek war that's going on behind the scenes in Bitcoin, although it seems to be maybe spilling out to some extent in the mainstream media. I think I saw a Forbes article today that was going into great detail about what all this is, what's happening, and, you know, what are the different sides. So, I mean, obviously Forbes is kind of a money thing, but again, the word's going to start getting out that Bitcoin is unstable. It really is behind the scenes, and it's getting harder and harder for me to feel confident about recommending it to, let's say, local business owners. I'm worried that I'm going to, you know, sign somebody on with Bitcoin, get them to start accepting this currency, and then there's going to be this hard fork, and then I got to come back in and say, well, now there's two Bitcoins, and you need to pick which one or both, you know, if you want to start accepting both Bitcoins, because it's getting ugly out there. There's a possibility for a hard fork, which could result in two different competing Bitcoins, although some people are saying that only one will be the true Bitcoin. Now, Roger Veer is with us from Bitcoin.com, and Roger, I appreciate you spending the extra time here to field some of our questions. There was actually a question from Daryl Perry, who's listening in the other room. He wants to know about this Lightning Network. So the other side, the Bitcoin Core, you're supporting Bitcoin Unlimited, the new sort of challenger to the old Bitcoin Core software. The other side, the Bitcoin Core side, has this segregated witness that we've talked a little bit about, which some people are saying is like a mess of code and not really that good anyway. But what about this Lightning Network that's been proposed? I mean, the claim is here that Bitcoin is slow because the blocks are getting filled. And I've heard, you know, the rumor is this Lightning Network somehow going to solve that. What do you think about it?
I think people on both sides of this debate are in favor of Lightning Network. Mm-hmm. But Lightning Network at this point doesn't exist. It's an idea. It needs to be implemented. It needs to be tested. And it's years away from being able to be used by the masses. And in the meantime, we need to make sure that Bitcoin continues to grow to accommodate new users. And I have your same fear at this point. Like, I used to love telling everybody about Bitcoin. I used to love setting them up with wallets. I used to love giving them a dollar worth of Bitcoin, mm-hmm, so that everybody could see the magic. of Bitcoin. Back then it was magical because the transactions were instant and they were confirmed in the next block pretty much all the time. They cost a fraction of a penny. They were basically free. Now, yesterday I set up two people with a Bitcoin wallet. It cost 50 cents each for me to send them some Bitcoin.
It's crazy.
It's not very magical anymore. And who knows how long it took for those transactions to get confirmed in a block. It's not magical like it used to be. It's intentionally been undermined by the Bitcoin Core team, and they claim that these high fees and full blocks and long confirmation times are a good thing. And for anybody who actually uses Bitcoin in payments, they know it's not. And one of the other things that I found really interesting is pretty much every time I ask one of these Ardent Core supporters, it turns out they rarely use Bitcoin as payment. When I debated Johnny from Blockstream in Acapulco a couple of weeks ago, he said he uses Bitcoin less than one time per month. I use Bitcoin more times than I can count. In fact, during the commercial break, I was sitting here doing Bitcoin transactions. I did three of them during the commercial break. I use it all the time. There's a giant problem on the network.
Yeah, I feel absolutely the same. And one of the things that I feel like has really been destroyed is the idea of micropayments. The idea was at some point in the future, when we have a digital currency and internet for, you know, money on the internet, that people would be able to sort of like things by throwing a dime or a nickel or maybe even a quarter at somebody. You know, currently that's not possible with credit card payments and the fees and all those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But Bitcoin had made it possible. The software just hadn't really gotten there that you could send people tips quickly and easily for comments that they made online or articles that they wrote or podcasts that they did or videos or whatever they might have done, but a way to toss a coin in somebody's hat quickly on the internet, and then these coins would quickly add up for people and make it worth doing what they do without costing anybody any kind of significant money. And now that's not possible.
Yeah, that use case has been destroyed too, and it's really frustrating because the current Core team, they seem perfectly willing to damage the Bitcoin that we all know and love in the hopes of creating these Layer 2 technologies like Lightning Network, which hopefully will work, but we don't know yet, and you certainly shouldn't break something that has an 8-year track record of working amazingly well. Don't break that, and they're intentionally breaking it right now, and that's why I support Bitcoin Unlimited. And their dev team, because they have the right underlying economic code and ideas. We need to make Bitcoin the most useful currency we possibly can if we want people to use it. Bitcoin is unlike dollars or euros or yen. It was such an amazing form of money that people started using it without anybody telling them to use it because it was so much better than everything else that was available to them. That wonderfulness that Bitcoin used to have, that moneyness that it used to have, is being undermined and intentionally damaged by the Bitcoin Core dev team, and they don't understand that. And I don't think it's out of malice. I don't think that they're hired by the CIA to destroy Bitcoin. I think they don't understand what Bitcoin is. The CEO of Blockstream, the main company that's funding a bunch of the Core developers, had a personal invitation from Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, to get involved in Bitcoin right away from day one. Because he's an amazing programmer and cryptographer. He ignored Satoshi's invitation. He didn't get involved in Bitcoin in any way at all until Bitcoin hit $1,000 for the first time. Hmm. And that shows that, yeah, maybe he understands the cryptography that underlies Bitcoin. He doesn't understand why Bitcoin is useful as money, or he would have been just like I was. When I heard about Bitcoin, I realized that it was the best form of money the world has ever seen, and so I got involved when it was about $1 a Bitcoin. I didn't wait until it was $1,000 a Bitcoin. So I'm sure Adam Back is a million times better a computer programmer and cryptographer than I am, but he doesn't understand why Bitcoin is useful as money, and he's unintentionally damaging Bitcoin's usefulness as money. And that's why I'm so concerned for the future of Bitcoin.
So is it the intent of the folks that, you know, are the Core team or the Sedgwick folks to have Bitcoin evolve into like a reserve currency, kind of like how gold is used today? Because that's kind of what I'm understanding about this. Is that kind of what their intent is to, you know, do what they want to do?
Yeah, a lot of them seem to have that intent, but I think a lot of people don't understand that the reason that gold is used as a store of value or as a way of savings today is because previously it was used as a medium of exchange.
Right,
because
it has history.
Because gold, That's right. It has a history as being used as a medium of exchange. So it was because it was used as a medium of exchange that it was able to become a store of value. And Bitcoin is the same way. If people use it as a medium of exchange, then it can become a store of value. But it can't become that store of value without it also being used as a medium of exchange. And I think a lot of these core supporters think that it can only be a that it can jump directly to being a store of value without it needing to be used as a medium of exchange. And that's why I'm so concerned, right, because Bitcoin's usefulness as a medium of exchange is being severely undermined.
Those people don't understand what happened to Friendster or MySpace. They don't understand that technologies can be replaced by newer, better technologies. And if a technology that's calling itself a currency, or intends to be a currency, is better than Bitcoin significantly, then it could come along and take that slot. And Bitcoin is, because of the problems currently in the Bitcoin network, that opportunity has been kicked, the door's been kicked wide open.
Yeah, I feel this e-currency, this digital currency, cannot be treated like physical currency or like precious metals. And I almost feel it's like where these guys are looking to go with the core team. And yeah, because Bitcoin is just, from what I can tell, it's just going to be rendered useless as soon as everybody's not trading it, or we're not trading it every day.
And Bitcoin has its lowest share of the crypto coin market cap that it's ever had. It's just hovering above 70%, whereas just back as recently as 2014-ish, it was up in about 95%.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's been going down since the network became congested, because when things cost more, people use less of it. And when Bitcoin transactions cost more, people will make fewer Bitcoin transactions. And when the confirmation times are longer, people will be less inclined to use Bitcoin.
Yep.
And we're seeing a flood of people into using altcoins rather than Bitcoin. As the Bitcoin price has stayed about the same between $900 and $1,200 over the last few days, the altcoins have just skyrocketed in value. So that means all the new people that are coming into Bitcoin and their capital, the vast, vast majority of it is going into altcoins, not into Bitcoin. And that's because of Bitcoin's network congestion that's making Bitcoin not as useful.
Quick question about what I've seen from some of the people on the Bitcoin Unlimited side. The claim is if the hard fork happens, that some of them are saying they want to crush the old blockchain with their mining power somehow. That doesn't sound very friendly.
Yeah, I don't think you'll even need to do that, because if the users of Bitcoin have a choice between two versions of Bitcoin, one in which the transactions always go through very quickly and are confirmed in the next block at a very, very low fee, and another version of Bitcoin in which you have to pay a whole bunch of money for each transaction, and who knows when it's going to be included in the block, it might take hours or days, there's no doubt in my mind which one people are going to decide to use. They're going to use the one that's fast and safe and cheap and easy to get your transactions confirmed.
One thing's for sure, sooner or later, the market is going to decide on this. And a lot of people are making predictions about what they think's going to happen, but only time will tell. Roger Veer, thanks for joining us from Bitcoin.com tonight and fielding our questions. I'm sure this is still just the very beginning of all of the discussion that we'll have about this over the year, the next few months, because this thing, they still got a ways to go with Bitcoin Unlimited. Limited about 40% of the mining power they still got. They've got more work to do. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it. Working up here. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to SaveItPurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. SaveItPurse.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife,
It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.